It was 4 years ago this month that Keaton Ferris died in the Island County, Washington jail. He was 25 years old and in the throes of a mental health crisis. Since then, a new chief has taken over the jail, and in the intervening years, he and Ferris's father have developed an unusual bond. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has their story as part of our ongoing series on jail deaths, Booked and Buried.
In Fred Ferris's home near Coopville on Whidbey Island, there's a wall of photos of his son Keaton. Ferris chokes up as he recalls the last time he saw his son and the last hug they gave each other.
It hurts because you don't have any more times like that, you know. As a father, wish I could yell at him for not putting his dishes away. So.
After Keaton died, naked, dehydrated, malnourished, on the floor of his isolation cell in the Island County Jail, Ferris was angry at the system and at the people who let his son die. The Ferris family and their supporters picketed and marched outside the jail.
Never again!
This was never again!
The family also filed a lawsuit. An investigation found jail officers had shut off the water to Keaton's cell after he flooded it and then failed to ensure he received adequate water. On the night he died, staff didn't check on him for hours. Two jail officers were later charged with falsifying the logbooks, which makes what happened next, after the TV cameras went away and the lawsuit settled, all the more remarkable.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey.
On a recent spring morning, Ferris greeted Jose Briones, who took over as chief of the Island County Jail after Keaton's death. The two sat side by side at an outdoor picnic table on the Coopville Wharf and recalled how they first met. At the time, Ferris was in regular touch with the then sheriff.
I was still banging the drum pretty hard and kind of in his ear. And yeah. I think
the sheriff invited Ferris to meet Briones, who came from the state prison system where he ran a special unit for inmates with severe mental illness.
The biggest thing for me was, initially, was who better to be in touch with than the guy who's taken over? To just say, you know, hey, what can be done?
Instead of keeping Ferris at arm's length, Briones invited him in, literally. He gave Ferris a tour of the jail, showed him the changes he was already making, and took him to see the isolation cell where Keaton died.
You have to be transparent. You have to say, yeah, this is where our faults are, and these are issues that we face, and we want to get there.
After the tour of the jail, Ferris wrote on Facebook, "We were impressed with Jose and feel he was a good choice." To this day, Ferris doesn't think there was enough individual accountability for Keaton's death. But he trusts Briones.
We want to get to the same place.
That place is a safe jail where inmates with mental illness are properly cared for.
Straight in.
Since Briones took over, many changes have been made to how this jail operates.
So this cell right here is the cell that Keaton was in.
On a recent tour of the jail, Briones showed how new cameras have been installed, including in the cell Ferris died in. It's a cell often used for inmates with mental health or medical needs. The jail now also has more medical staff and better access to mental health care. But there's something else. Open up the policy manual for the Island County Jail, and you'll see a section that details how staff are supposed to care for at-risk inmates. In the policy manual, it's called the Keaton-Ferris process.
There's a process named after Keaton because of what happened, and that will cause people to talk about it and not forget what happened and why it happened, and hopefully prevent it from happening again, not just here, maybe in other places.
Keaton is also memorialized outside the jail. That's where his family pushed to get a plaque that says, "See the light in others and treat them as if that is all you see."
That quote embodies Keaton.
Ferris is standing under the grove of trees near the jail's entrance where the memorial plaque stands. Briones is with him. Someone has left flowers and a balloon for the fourth anniversary of Keaton's death, and there are notes and vases. Ferris picks one up.
Oh, so good friend of Keaton's. Didn't know she was here. My fellow Gemini with the same eyes, love you eternally, Tanisa.
Briones acknowledges it's rare to have a memorial outside a jail to an inmate who died, but he says this was the right thing to do.
This is a facility for the community, and we're a small community. We know the people that come in here. We know their family members.
When it's time to go, the two men shake hands and pat each other on the back.
Thanks for coming.
All right.
Ferris says it took a long time for him to let go of his anger, but he says he believes Jose Briones is running the jail with integrity and compassion, and that gives him some peace. I'm Austin Jenkins in Coopville, Washington.